Well, it's a record they probably don't want. That's 27,000 COVID cases in one day. Ender Brady, not good in the UK.
Yeah, morning, boys. Pretty terrible day. So 26,688 positives and 191 fatalities from COVID. And the big story today, standout kind of headline, Nottingham, where the virus has really kind of surged in the past couple of weeks. A group of university students were having a party, house party, as students do pre-pandemic. They shouldn't have been doing this right now. Police were called and police investigated the property and they asked, was there anyone else on the premises? And they were told no. And of course, police being police, of course they're going to look. They looked in the bedrooms, they looked in the bathrooms, they looked in the kitchen. They found 30 other students who were not meant to be there. End result is the four students who lived in that property, $80,000 fines on the spot.
Goodness.
So COVID all over the front pages here yet again.
Got no hope of getting that money.
Probably not, I would imagine. You know, youngsters straight out of college, first year at university, they will, I'm guessing, plead poverty.
Yeah, Man U, they're not happy with the pandemic.
Yeah, so their figures for the past financial year are out, and this is Manchester United. I mean, the biggest club in England financially. They've won the Premier League more times than anyone else. Their net loss in the past year, $46 million down, as opposed to $38 million up last year. Broadcast revenue since the pandemic, down 40%. Match day revenues, down 19%. And get this, this is the big picture. Their net debt has gone from $406 million up to $950. So almost $1 billion in debt, and that is Manchester United of England.
That is amazing. All right, Ender, you'll be back with Oliver this afternoon. We'll do it again tomorrow. Stay safe.
Likewise, guys. Have a great day.